Blog Talk Radio.
Do you lie awake at night wishing for something better? When you look at your future a year from now, is there a light at the end of that tunnel? Do you feel like you were meant for something more? Opportunity will not come knocking on your door unless you're out there looking for it. How do you do it? Our guests on the Empower Radio Show will be sharing their secret to success. We'll be bringing you authors, speakers, entrepreneurs from many different fields who come from various backgrounds. They will be sharing their stories of success and of early failures. You'll hear about the challenges they faced when they launched their ideas and the creative ways that they overcame obstacles. Our guests will inspire you to find your way down the path to success in this ever-changing world. Jump on board and become empowered.
Hey folks, this is Linda Ballesteros. I am your host today. Thanks so much for joining me today. I always say that I'm honored when someone spends time with me because, you know, time is that one commodity that you just can't get back. If you spend money, you can go make more money. But if you spend time, you can't get more time. So always honor the people that spend time with you. So the last show we did was on the whole you, and Dr. Vicky High was our guest, and she's our guest again today. Topic is different. So Dr. Vicky High is a dear friend of mine, and we are doing some collaborative work together, and I just thought it was really great information, and I wanted to bring it to you guys. So she is the founder of CE2O, and some of the projects that we have are going to be part of her Empowered Dreams, which is a company that is part of CE2O. But today we're going to be talking about meaningful relationships. Ike! Does that scare you just to think about relationships, especially right here at the holidays? Yeah, it can be a little scary. So help me in welcoming Dr. Vicky High. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Linda. It's great to be here. And I'm talking about connections and community and relationships we have with other people. And that is, I love talking about how we connect with others.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, Vicky, when I say relationships, folks, keep in mind that everything is a relationship. Everything. We're not talking about, you know, just family relationships or spousal relationships. We're talking about community. We're talking about business. We're talking about money. We're talking about just your relationship with the universe. So there's so much more than that. So if you feel like you don't have problems with relationships, don't shut me off. Stay on the line because we might have something that you'd want to listen to. So Vicky, how did this come about for, you know, we talked a little bit the other day about the 13 points of light and that relationships are a part of the Empowered Dreams. So what specifically, is different about the way you approach relationships than maybe some of the others? Because there's all those, everybody wants to talk about relationships, but yours is a little bit different.
It is a little bit different, Linda. And one of the things that I talked about yesterday is that when you work on a healthy and whole you, then what you bring to a relationship adds a different flavor, uniquely yours. You know, if you're having a bad day and you go into the office and your bad day ends up affecting everybody around you, then you need to work on you in order to change that energy around you. You've had that happen where somebody walked in and you could tell just by their actions that they were really having a bad day. So the Empowered Dream takes it first that you're the cornerstone. You work on making yourself healthier so that instead of irritating you, you just kind of take a breath and go, I could get irritated or I could do something different that would heal that situation without me taking it on and spreading it around like a disease, you know, because that's kind of how it works.
Mm-hmm.
The cool part is that the more you work on you, the healthier your relationships are, because not only are you developing a higher I'm going to call it frequency, but it's a higher energy within you that you're operating in. What you're sending out signal-wise that are attracting people to you are people of that same frequency. And so what typically happens in that universal law of rhythm or the law of attraction is that if people are operating differently, then it's almost like a metronome. I don't know if you are familiar with the metronome in music, but if you have several metronomes in the same room, eventually they will find their rhythm as one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And people
right.
have that same internal metronome. So if somebody comes in and they're absolutely going to be in a bad mood, then their metronome affects the other people in the room. So when we talk about relationships, it's about what goes into those relationships that make them healthy.
Mm-hmm. You know, Vicki, I came face to face with that firsthand when I was single at one point, and I started seeing the same type of person show up in my life, and it looked just like my ex. And I thought, well, this is really not what I want. So each time that showed up, I knew I needed to do more work. And as I did more work, the person that showed up was different, became very different.
Absolutely. And that's a great example of that, Linda. And the deal is that when they come, if we're not aware and conscious, we think, oh, this is the kind of guy I or woman that I'm attracted to, so I'll get in relationship with them without ever realizing
yep.
they are the wounded bird. And I use an analogy of when we go through relationships and there are bad breakups, then it's almost like you've broken a wing as a bird, and you attract other birds with broken wings, and then you try to fly together.
Mm-hmm.
It's much better to do the healing work on you so that who you're attracting into your life is healthier, and you can
mm-hmm.
have those quality relationships instead of the quantity of relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, trying to build a relationship when you're broken with someone who is broken. Now, don't get me wrong. I think we all have broken pieces. You know, it's just how get it, you know, you want to look for that person that and get into a relationship with that is working on their broken pieces, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we talked about I've heard it first from Oprah about first somebody comes in and it's a pebble and then it becomes a rock from a different person and then a brick from the third lesson, and then a brick wall falls on you for the fourth lesson. So it's best if you do not, you know, if you can deal with the issue and heal from that first breakup,
mm-hmm.
that you may not have a trail of broken relationships if you get the lesson early.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and not that we just jumped off the deep end into bad relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You can also ensure that your relationships are healthy and loving, because that's really what we want to develop in our relationships is more of those that bring us joy and peace and serenity. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
we get conditioned for those less than optimum relationships and think we don't have any power to change them. And I think we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've heard some of my friends say, you know, I just I don't pick good partners. And that I always want to cock my head one side go and think, well, if you know that, then there's a pattern there. Just like you've said before, there's a pattern there. There's a rhythm. There's a rhythm to life. And if you can figure out if it feels too bumpy, then that means you're not in the rhythm. So you want to step aside a bit, because then you have a better chance of picking, if picking is the right word, picking a better partner. But, you know, when we're talking about, you know, we're talking about love relationships. Well, you can't pick your family, though, Vicki. What do you do?
Well, we are offering tools in the webinar that we'll talk about in a little bit, but we're offering tools to be able to resolve some of those issues. This morning when I was thinking about our talk, I wanted you to imagine. I want you to go through a little imagination exercise with me. So
okay.
Imagine everybody you meet has a little eyedropper and they have their own unique color in their eyedropper.
Okay.
So when you're born as a baby, you are pure white. You have no color at all. You're just your own unique self. And then your parents add a drop of color to you. And then your siblings, if you have siblings, they add their own little drops of color. And your grandparents and your aunts and uncles and all your extended family. And then you go to school and everybody you encounter has a drop of color that adds to your life. And so for the longest time, you think you're at the mercy of everybody else. Now, you have your own dropper, and you are giving them drops of color, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the funny thing is that every human encounter is a relationship. We don't always mm-hmm. see it or identify it as that. But if every single encounter that we have is a relationship, doesn't matter if it's the person at the post office or even the person checking you out at the grocery store, you actually exchange information with them. And I think we exchange DNA with them as well. The air we breathe, the particles of air that we exchange, and, you know, that kind of gets a little deep and not for our conversation today. But I think that sometimes we need to figure out how do we make the most of those influences, because if the drops of color change to influences, and how do we pick and choose how we want those influences to interact with us? If we're unconscious about it, then we just allow life to happen to us, and then we don't do anything to be a catalyst for change and say, whoa, wait a minute. I love Dr. Phil's life laws, and he has life law number 8 that says, we teach people how to treat us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very powerful in that that allows us to determine who and how much of a color of a person that we want to introduce into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That we have that sovereignty about us, that we can determine who's going to come into our inner circle, who is going to be in that next circle out from us, and maybe even in the circle that's 3 or 4 circles down the way. And that's how we decide who we want to be in relationship with consciously and what kinds of relationships and connections we value.
I love the analogy of the eyedropper, Vicki, because we do, as we go through life, you know, someone will express how they feel about something. We read about someone else's opinion about that same thing. So we're taking on all of these perspectives, other people's perspective, but we still have to be true to who we are. And
absolutely,
if that's not a belief of ours, we just listen, but we don't take that color on. We don't have to accept that if we don't want it, right?
Right. And I will say that, think about this, though. Until you get into high school, you don't get to make many of your decisions.
Right.
So you are in this family unit, and some of them are very loving, and you grow and mature in ways that are, you know, lovely. But then some of them are dysfunctional. And the truth is, everybody's dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person in the world dysfunctions in some way. And so what looks perfect on the outside is so not perfect on the inside. And one of Nora Roberts' recent books called, one of her recent books, and I can't even, I can see the cover, but I don't know the name of the book, but it's been released this year. And it's about this perfect family, the doctor and the wife who's the PTA chairman, and on the outside, they look like they have the perfect relationship, but on the inside, it is the story of the worst abuse that anybody can imagine. And so we often think that everybody else's life is perfect when it's really a facade. And so this comes back to relationships, and the core of relationship is you showing up as you are. But if you're hiding all of those secrets of what's going on in your home, your kids are hiding the secrets because they don't dare say what's really happening. That's the problem with a lot of the children that come into the hospital, and you know by looking at them that they're abused, but they tell you, oh, no, I fell down the stairs. You know, so I think that we have a few things to deal with as far as the quality of our relationship. And part of that is giving people tools to heal some of those things. And the cool part about these tools are, A, they work because they work for me personally, but they also give you the opportunity to do that healing without direct contact with the people that hurt you. So if these are old spouses, you can work with them. If these are old childhood injuries, you can deal with that too. If you were bullied in, you know, middle school, this will allow you to relieve that baggage that you're dragging with you about those incidents in your life and reframe them so that you can grow and heal from them and that they no longer continue to influence your relationships today. Because don't you know, Linda, you're excited about getting into a new relationship with somebody. But all of a sudden, after the honeymoon period is over, you have all this baggage. And they thought you were really confident because you presented that confident appearance to them. And then you get involved with them at a more intimate level. And that intimacy says, oh, wait, there's fractures in that individual. You know, there's, I think I mentioned it yesterday, I started dating my first husband, and he was Prince Charming. He took me to restaurants and wined me and dined me, and it was so exciting. And we get married, and he turns into this domestic violence abuser. And I wanted to say, what happened? Well, his baggage that he carried with him, you know, it's like he came and walked in the door and dumped it there for me to stumble over. And I think that happens in a lot of relationships because we are, we bring our stuff, we bring who we are with us. And that just makes that importance of the, of dealing with your whole self that much more vital to healthy relationships.
Yeah, it's very difficult to build a healthy relationship when, I think we even mentioned this in the whole You interview that we did, it's very difficult to build a healthy relationship when you're building it on a cracked or crumbled foundation of the whole you, because eventually that's going to continue to crumble until you still have to go back and do the work. There's no other way around it, is it, Vicki? There's no magic that you, no magic wand or pill that you can take that will fix that.
Not the fact that you're bringing that with you. However, one of the things, Linda, that prompted me to develop these, what I call draining relationship exercises, and the tool that we'll be sharing in our webinar, is that I was so tired of dragging my baggage. And the problem was, is that, we talked briefly about it yesterday, that, you know, when that domestic violence occurs, it's often the woman that deals with the label. It's, he is the abuser in this situation, and yet I was the one who carried the stigma because, you know, it must be the woman's fault. She must have done something to set him off. And our society blamed what it was in me that brought it out in him. Well, what if it was my empowerment? I was always pretty empowered, but I'm going to tell you that over time, I learned to be a coward. I learned to hunker down and be protective of me because it was a mortal decision. And so a lot of times, what kind of baggage do I carry after that? That is the source of the baggage was his, but a part of that became mine.
Right. Right.
And I was just tired. I mean, it was 20 years, maybe even 30 years after the fact. And I thought, really, how long do I have to carry this? And so I was at a place in my life where I was just tired of it. And I prayed about it, and I called out to God in a not so loving way and said, okay, I'm so done with this. Help me through this. And as a result, that is how the draining relationship exercise was born. Now, I will tell you that it's been effective for people. Now, it has to work at the healing level of the wound, which is the feelings and the heart. And that's hard for people to get into if they've got the brick wall, you know, up around their heart. I think we have to begin taking away those bricks one by one so that it doesn't fall on us. Because
well, and something like that, Vicki, it colors every relationship in your life, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I had built a really good brick wall. And as a result of that experience, I became very proficient in business because it did not require me to bring my heart, I thought. And so I became just militarily efficient and brisk with people. I'm not real proud of that. And I think that it came as a direct result of I felt at some level that was all I was due. Because I must have been responsible for that. And maybe I just wasn't marriage material. However, the truth is, I turned 30. And I said, you know what, Vicki, if you have a wall up around your heart, how are you going to let anybody in? And that was the catalyst to begin that changing the thought process that maybe I too could have healthy relationships. And so I began this journey of, well, what did, you know, that's the other thing. If you're in an unhealthy childhood, you might just take it as it comes because you don't know where your next meal is coming from. You don't know where your next spousal relationship is coming from. So you just take what's offered. So I think those are part of those patterns that in this healing process, we address those too.
Well, and you know, when you were mentioning maybe a child coming out of a highly dysfunctional family situation, maybe over time they just label themselves as being unlucky in life. I've heard people use that term before about themselves, but it does not have to be that way, does it?
No, and if you look at the pattern that I just described as the abuser, the problem is that most of the dysfunctional families come from issues. Maybe they look a little different, but they are issues of I'm in a dysfunctional relationship, so I carry some of that baggage with me because I must be part of the problem. Rather than dealing with the truth that your parents are injured, and they need to do their work so that they don't pass on that legacy of injury to their children.
Right. Right. So how does this impact, you know, we were talking about different types of relationships. How does this impact or how do you approach your relationship in the community? Or if you're running a business or you're an employee, how does all of that fit into this as well?
Well, one thing, when you become a more whole version of you, when you go out into the community, you speak from a place of confidence, you're trustworthy, you have the ability to clearly see a situation instead of it being flavored by the dysfunction. Okay, think about that for a minute. So you have a group of people, and out of, let's say it's a group of 10 people, and let's say that 8 out of those 10 are still operating from those roots in dysfunction. How effective is that group going to be? So all of a sudden you have one person and that person comes in and they are healthier. And so they offer suggestions I'm going to step back, because before that person arrives into the group dynamic, it may be that this group, because they're all operating from dysfunction, have a tendency to go to that mob mentality, where the ideas they come up with might be a little more violent or a little more radical, a little more one-sided, a little more victim and conqueror kind of approaches.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen those groups. You've seen them grow and have a attraction factor to everybody who's in that dysfunctional place.
Yes.
So then you have somebody, you come in, and they are more balanced. They've done their healing work. They step into the group, and suddenly they say, well, let's think about this for a moment. Let's everybody take a breath. First of all, they have the confidence to say that in the midst of all these people who are obviously on a different pattern than they are. And so each of these individuals, the 10 individuals plus the new member, has the ability to stop and take a breath or continue on their path. And if so, that person will probably fall out of that group because they don't match. You know, people have a tendency to stay with their group because of that law of rhythm,
mm-hmm.
or go to a different group because they're just not a fit for that group. You know, we can look at the Facebook groups, for example. You join a Facebook group. I don't know if you've ever done this, but you join a Facebook group because it looks like something that you're interested in. And several of the posts become very cutting and insulting. And you realize, I don't really want to be a part of this. So you have the power to go up and leave the group and just leave the group and go find somebody else that has another group that has more common interests with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is a different kind of relationship, but it certainly honors you. You know, there are some people that would stay in the group, and even though it was uncomfortable for them, they wouldn't have the courage to leave the group. And that's what I think this healing work where relationships are concerned. You have to be a full operating, confident person in order to determine what works and doesn't work for you. That's part of that process. And then mm-hmm. how you show up for others is vital.
Wow. That's a lot to think about there, Vicki, I tell you, because you're talking about going into groups and then if it doesn't feel right, leave. But, you know, my tendency is to first say, can I make a change here? Can I be the catalyst that turns this around? And I've been accused of having that savior syndrome where I want to save those that are struggling. But there have been times that I've had to just realize that they don't want a change. They don't want a difference. But in some of those groups, they, you know, you get together and maybe they don't like it the way it is. It's just nobody has ever brought them the concept of something different.
Well, I have, I agree. And I think that concept of something different, the phenomena that is Facebook is amazing to me. I love to study people and patterns, mm-hmm. and it's just a field of research for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been in groups where I had the courage to speak up and offer a different point of view. Now, they don't have to agree with me. In mm-hmm. fact, you know, they can indicate whether they like or dislike what it is I've said. But the anonymity of not knowing people particularly, there is something about Facebook that allows people to write things that they would never dare say to your friend.
Right, right.
So this is the other struggle, is that are you in alignment with your own beliefs and ideas with everything you contribute on a Facebook group?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of being a powerful whole person, is that I can't say things in a negative. I do not believe that I'm here to cut other people down. So I have to find the words that speak my truth lovingly and humbly. And sometimes that's not easy when you're in the throes of, can you believe that was written on Facebook? Are you kidding me? And then you want to say, but wait a minute, Vicki, you need to be able to put your words out there so that people aren't automatically offended, so they never hear the message that you're trying to convey.
That is correct. Absolutely. We see it all the time. We see it not just on Facebook. We see it on the news. We see it everywhere.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to perpetuate that, but we still need to stand true to what we believe and feel comfortable in expressing it in a way that it can be heard and not make it sound like you're attacking the person. That is a true gift to be able to do that. And it's not easy. It is not easy.
No.
I tell you what, we need to take a quick commercial break. Vicki, when we come back, could you talk a little bit more about what some of the, what they would receive if they participated in the upcoming webinar and what they can expect from that? Would you mind sharing a little bit of that?
I would be happy to, Linda.
Great. Okay, folks, back after a quick commercial break here.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on all things franchising.
Do you know a family fighting cancer? The Jest Foundation nonprofit was founded right here in Katy, Texas, by cancer survivor Michelle Perzan, whose vision is to assist those currently fighting by providing grants to help support family needs, whether spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Michelle and her family know all too well that there comes a time when the day-to-day needs we take for granted become impossible. Jest Foundation has been able to bless 100% of the applications submitted, and now they need your help. Find out more by going to jestfoundation.org.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Hey, welcome back to Empower Radio Show. This is your host, Linda Ballesteros, and our guest today is Dr. Vicki High. We're talking about relationships. So, Vicki, you mentioned several times about the upcoming webinar, the free webinar that we're offering out there so that people can get a better idea of how to maybe make the 2020 a little bit different than the year 2019 or the year 2018 or the year 2017. And so can you tell the listeners a little bit about what they can expect from participating in the relationship module of the free webinar?
Absolutely. You know, there's an adage about people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And so we focus on figuring out you know, sometimes relationships can cause us great joy and also great disappointment. And we may think a relationship is for a lifetime, but it's really just for a season. And so we deal with maybe identifying the truth of what that relationship is to you. We also talk about the fact that people that are kind of difficult relationships for you also act as mirrors. You know, I mentioned yesterday, you spot it, you got it, but I think sometimes they show up so that we can clear that out of our own lives, and then it disappears from theirs as well, because the mirror impact is if you deal with it, then you won't see that in somebody else. And so we talk about that a little bit. We also talk about the, you know, the life cycle perhaps of connections and how your relationships evolve or disintegrate depending on levels of intimacy. And we talk in detail, not just physical intimacy, but the other areas of our life, whether it's friends or spouses or mates or coworkers. You know, how is it that we can identify how much and what are healthy time frames for us to share more intimate details of our lives? And so that's kind of it in a nutshell as far as what we cover. And then we leave you with tools that will allow you to go in and do the work to heal those relationships, gain insights from the lessons that you've learned during the relationship, and then also how to consciously uncouple from that person in a healthy way so that you can not drag the baggage with you.
Right, right. Vicki, how would they find out more information about you, what you're doing, about the website, I mean, about the webinar? How would someone that's listening saying, oh, that sounds really pretty interesting, where would you suggest that they go?
Well, they can contact me at, in the website, there's an area for them to reach out. They can look at what's going on. The website is Heart, H-E-A-R-T, the number two, heartconnections.us. There's the CE2O Inc. Facebook page. They can reach out to find out what's on that, along with other offerings that we have. And then they can reach me by email at hearttoheart.ce2o@outlook.com.
Very good. So, folks, there again, if you didn't listen to the previous interview with Dr. Vicki, you're going to want to listen to that as well. And you'll find that out, you know, the same place you found this one. So you're going to be able to find it, whether it's on the Empower Radio Show Facebook page, whether it's the CE2O Facebook page, or through Vicki and myself. But the whole you was the discussion, the prior discussion. Today, the discussion has been about relationships, meaningful relationships. The next discussion will be the energy of money. So we chose these three topics because they seem to be the hottest topics, you know, the ones that people say, I want to make a change next year in one of these areas or maybe all of these areas. So those are the reasons that we chose these three topics. Vicki, is there anything else that you want to say to the listeners before we leave?
I think just that, Linda, that everybody comes to the end of the year and does an accounting, I think, and they want to be a better version of themselves in the new year. They want to have more wealth and abundance come to them, and they want to be able to, you know, a lot of them that are single want relationships, and a lot of them that are moving up in their careers want healthier, more satisfying work and the time that they contribute. So that's why we selected these three, because we think we have the tools to help them on that journey to achieve their goal in a real and powerful way. We want them to become empowered.
Very good. Vicki, one more time, how can they reach you?
The website is heart, the number two, heartconnections.us, and they can reach me on Facebook at CE2O Inc. And then the email address is heart2heart.ce2o@outlook.com.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Vicki, for sharing your wisdom and making us think a little bit about relationships. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your relationship, Linda. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Vicki. So, folks, I hope you were able to take some notes, and I hope Vicki has started you thinking and start looking at the people that you've surrounded yourself with. Are they the ones that influence you in a positive way? If not, something needs to change, because you'll never be able to reach those dreams, you'll never be able to live the life that you've always wanted to live if you don't have people around you that support that. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you spending some time with us today. And be sure to watch for the next radio show where we talk about the energy of money. Y'all have a great one, and we'll check you next time.
As we close our show today, we want you to know it's time. The time is now for you to cast off the chains of mediocrity and reach for that brass ring. The time is now for taking that giant leap to start a business. Step out of your comfort zone and become the you that you've always dreamed of being. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Empower Radio Show. That's at MPOWERRADIOSHOW. Thank you for being with us today on the Empower Radio Show.